Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, it's a place where you can receive an encouraging word every week from the Lord. I'm on the radio in Kenya, so I bring greetings through the radio to Bungoma in Western Kenya. And just want to encourage you in the Lord today and all of those who listen to me online. I bring greetings to you from different countries. And you can always hear my Voice of Hope radio programs and my podcast by going to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org. You know, we live in a time when there are many challenges. We are all facing many challenges. No matter where you are in the world, you're facing many challenges. And the world is getting more and more wicked. Problems are increasing. And I believe that's going to continue to happen. But God has a response for those problems. You know, God gave me a word, when the enemy goes big, God goes bigger. Jesus said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. So you see the growing darkness in the world and growing problems in our world and growing wickedness in our world. We know that God is going to show up with his power and his glory in the earth. And Jesus and God promised in the last days he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And so we're going to see a move of God's glory and power in our day. And I believe we're going to see a move of God's power and of his Holy Spirit before the harvest, the end time harvest, and the return of Jesus Christ. So we need to understand that everything God does, he does by faith and by the Holy Spirit. Through faith and the Holy Spirit. Everything God does. Because what God does is supernatural. See, we can do things in the natural with our own strength, but what God does, we cannot do by our own power. He has enabled us to do it, and we have to do it by faith. And you see, everything we do by our own power is limited, but God wants to do things greater than us. And so to respond to the enemy today and all the problems we have to learn to walk in faith and God's supernatural power of the Holy Spirit upon our lives. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today, the faith and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, so we can understand how we can walk and overcome in these last days. And so I want to begin by 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, and I encourage you to get a pen and paper and write these verses down, and you can look them up later. In 1 John 3, 1 through 3, a scripture that many of us are familiar with, Jesus told Nicodemus, a very religious man, he told him, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You must be born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. So water refers to your first birth. You know, you were born from the water in your mother's womb, and you came and you became a living being here on earth. But your spirit man was dead, so you just walked in the natural flesh. But then when we accept Christ as our Savior, we are born again of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God comes and lives in us and makes us a child of God. The Bible says we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so, to walk in faith and the whole anointing of the Holy Spirit, we have to be born again by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit can come and live in us and activate us and help us to do the work of God and to help us overcome every work of the enemy and to walk in the victory that Jesus purchased for us through his death on the cross for our sin. And he rose from the dead and conquered death, hell, the grave, sickness, and every demonic force. So we have the victory through Jesus Christ. So if you have not been born again, you need to be born again and accept Christ as your Savior and allow him to make you a new person in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 10, Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 10, says, for by grace you've been saved through faith. This is not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so we see here that we're saved by grace. We're born again by the Spirit of God, become a child of God by God's grace. That is, it's not by what we do, it's not by our works, going to church or doing certain things. No, it's by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Grace is God's divine enablement. In other words, grace is God's ability he gives us to become his children. See, we don't become his children by our own ability. We become his children by his ability. You know, we aren't born the first time by our ability. We're born the first time by the ability of our parents who gave birth to us. We're born the second time. We're not born by our ability. We're born by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we've been born again, saved by faith, not of works, but as a gift of God, so no one can boast about their salvation. So if you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and been born again, I would encourage you to do that today, because God wants to empower you by his Spirit and through faith to overcome every work that the enemy and every problem the enemy brings against you. So if you've not accepted Christ, I want you to just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I recognize I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. Make me a brand new person in Christ Jesus. Make me your child, God. I choose to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me and saving me and delivering me from the power of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you really prayed that prayer from your heart, you are now a child of God. You've been born again. You've been saved by faith through grace through Jesus Christ. You're beginning a new journey with Jesus Christ as you walk with him. And I would encourage you to get together with some other Christians who are walking with the Lord, and so you can grow together. We don't just grow by ourselves. We need to grow together with other Christians who can encourage us in our walk with God. But Ephesians 2:8-10 says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." So we're not saved by works, we're saved by faith. But he goes on to say in verse 10, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So we're not saved by doing good works. But when we're saved, our lives are changed, and we begin to do the works or things God has prepared for us. See, when you become a child of God, God's got things he wants you to do. God got things he wants to accomplish through you. You don't do them through your own strength. You do them through the strength of the Holy Spirit and by his power. And he's prepared these good works for us even before we were born again, even before we were born the first time. And he wants to help us walk those things out by faith and the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're saved by faith and the Holy Spirit. We also do the work of God by faith and through the Holy Spirit. Just like I said at the beginning, everything that God does, he does by faith through the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we want to see how that works in our lives. And so I want to look at 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." So he begins, you are of God. In other words, our life comes from God. See, if you're born again, your life comes from God. Our connection to God by the Holy Spirit. Our life does not come from the world. Now, our physical, we eat and drink, and we have to feed and take care of our body, but that's just temporary. Our real life comes from God. So we need to raise our connection with God. Our power and ability to live the Christian life and to do the works of God come out of our relationship with God. It says, you are of God. You're not of man. You're not of your parents, your natural parents. You are of God. God is your Father. You need to recognize it. You just need to say, God is my Father. It says, you're of God, little children. You see, we are children. We're not, it's not by our strength or ability. It's our trust and faith in God and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You're of God, little children. You know, Jesus said we need to have childlike faith to enter the kingdom of God. We need to trust him and do what he tells us to do. You're of God, little children, and have overcome them, the people in the world, the things in the world, the evil spirits and everything that's evil. We've overcome that because the one who is in us, that is Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, who lives in us, is greater than he who is in the world. See, God wants to do something greater in you. When the enemy goes big or gets great in power, God goes even greater because God is greater than every power of the enemy. And he lives in you, so you walk in his power and his ability. And then I want to look at 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So it says, whatever is born of God. Didn't say the person born of God. Didn't say who's born of God. Whatever. See, 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God. You're born of God. But this is whatever is born of God. In other words, everything that God does starts with him. So not only does he give us a new birth to become a child of God, he births in us new things. See, whatever is of God, whatever God starts, whatever God does, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. See, what we do for ourselves does not overcome the world. It has to be born of God. It has to be, God is the one who does it. So we are born of God, and everything we do must be born of God. And if we do that, then the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. Our faith in God, our faith that God is able to do what he has promised and that he'll fulfill his promises for us. And so we need to understand we're born of God. Everything that God does is birthed by the Spirit and needs to be activated by faith, by the power of the Spirit. See, God is birthing the kingdom into the earth. He said the kingdom of God is not in this location or another location. The kingdom of God is within you. So when you're born again, the kingdom of God is birthed in you, but God also wants to birth his kingdom on earth. And I think the reason we're seeing more and more problems in the earth is the kingdom of God is pushing against the kingdoms of this world and causing a conflict. The wonderful thing is that if you're born of God and you're a child of God, you're going to overcome. You're of God, little children, and have overcome the world because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. And that is Jesus Christ. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So, you know, when you get born of God and you begin to do things God's way, you're going to walk in God's power and God's victory. See, a lot of Christians don't walk in God's victory because even though they accept Christ as their Savior, they still live life in their way. They still do what they want to do. They still follow the desires of the world. No, God wants to raise up a new generation that are of God, and everything they do is born of God, is started by God for God's glory and purpose. Remember John, it says, Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So whatever God wants, we need to be doing what God wants to do, and he'll empower us to do what he wants us to do. He doesn't empower you to do what you want to do. He empowers you to do what he wants to do. And God is trying to raise up this generation in the States and all over the world, and in Kenya, Uganda, and Burundi, and Rwanda, and all over Africa. God is raising up people who are born of the Spirit, walk in the Spirit and in faith, and are doing the will of God on earth. And he will show forth his glory and power to them. But we need to do that by faith. It says the victory that has overcome the world is even our faith. Hebrews 11:5. says, but without faith it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, you know, you can't please God if you don't walk in faith, if you don't operate in faith. You see, we do things by faith. We don't do things that we want to do or things that we see. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So God, by his Spirit, develops an expectation for something in us, that we're expecting something, and then we begin to, by faith, do what God tells us to do, expecting God to fulfill his promises and to accomplish what he purposed to do in us. And so we have to have God, faith for God to please God. When we come to God, we must come to him and believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we need to diligently seek God, but we not only seek God, we seek God's will. God, what do you want to do in this situation? And then as we find out God's will, by faith we do what God has asked us to do. It's a process thing that we do. In Romans 10:15, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It doesn't say faith comes by the word of God. It says faith comes by hearing God. And our ability to hear God comes from the word of God. So as you learn the word and study the word and read the word, you learn more about God. Because the Bible is the revelation of Jesus Christ and of God. It's a revelation of the Holy Spirit. It's a revelation of the will of God. The more you know the Bible, the more you understand God and God's ways, and you walk in God's ways. David says in Psalms chapter 1, those who meditate on the word of God day and night, they're going to be like a tree planted by rivers of water. Their leaf will never wither, and they will always produce fruit in their season, and everything they do will prosper. Why? Because they meditate on God's word day and night. David was a victorious man, victorious king, a powerful king, because he meditated on God's word day and night. And the word of God transformed him, and the word of God brought faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as you learn the word of God, you begin to hear God's voice and know how God does things. A good example of that is in Mark chapter 14, verse 22 through 33. Mark 14, 22 through 33. And this is the story of Peter walking on water. And many of us know that story. Jesus had just finished feeding 5,000 people. And then he went up on the mountain to pray. But before he went up to the mountain to pray, he sent the disciples, told them to get in a boat and go to the other side of the Lake of Galilee. And the Lake of Galilee is a very big lake. So he sent them to the other side. And he went up to the mountain to pray. And while they were on the lake, a big storm came on the lake. And the Bible says that while Jesus was praying, he saw in the Spirit, it was the middle of the night, it was around 3 o'clock in the morning, the middle of the night. And in the Spirit, not with his natural eye because it was dark, in the Spirit he saw them struggling in the midst of the storm. They're having a hard time in the storm. They're not making any progress in the storm. And the storm is giving him, and so, you know, you may find yourself in a big storm right now, and the storm may be disturbing you. And I want to tell you that even in the middle of your storm, Jesus sees you in the middle of your storm. Jesus knows the storm you're going through. Jesus knows the problem you're going through. And he knows that you're struggling in your life. And so Jesus sees his disciples struggling in the storm, and he comes walking them in the storm on the water. And that's the encouraging thing. You know, Jesus not only sees us in the middle of our problem, he comes into the middle of our problem. He comes right where we have the problem, right in the middle of the storm. So Jesus came walking the water in the middle of the storm. Very big storm, high waves, lots of wind, and Jesus is walking on the water. And he's coming to the disciples. In the middle of your storm, Jesus wants to come to you. And so they see Jesus coming, but they don't recognize it's Jesus, and they think it's some kind of an evil spirit that's coming, because they're already fearful because they're in the middle of the storm. You know, if you're full of fear, you're going to give the devil lots of credit, because Satan is the author of fear. And when you allow fear in your life, you allow Satan to come into your life. And so because they're afraid in the storm, when Jesus shows up, they think he's Satan or an evil spirit. And they cry out in fear. And Jesus says, don't be afraid, it's me. And so then their fear goes away because that what they hear, they heard the voice of Jesus. See, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So they heard the voice of Jesus and their fear went away. And then Peter says to Jesus, let me come to you on the water. That means let me walk on the water to you. Now, no one's ever walked on water. No one's been able, you know, that's not a natural ability to walk on water. Most people don't even think about walking on water. But I think when Peter heard the voice of Jesus, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When Peter heard the voice of Jesus, faith arose in his heart. And as faith arose in his heart, he had a desire to go to Jesus. See, faith draws us to Jesus Christ. In the middle of the storm, you wouldn't come close to Christ. And so Peter says, can I come to you walking on the water? And Jesus says, sure, come on, Peter. Now I can see all the disciples saying, Peter, you're crazy. Don't get out of the boat. The boat's a safe place. You get out of the boat, you're going to drown in this terrible storm. But Peter's not listening to other voices. He's not paying attention to the storm. He's looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith. Faith comes through our relationship with Jesus. Faith comes by hearing the voice of God. Faith comes by the enablement of the Holy Spirit. And so Peter then, because he's focused on, he doesn't pay any attention to the storm, doesn't listen to the disciples, and he steps out of the boat. And I call that an act of faith. That means doing something that's impossible for you to do. See, God is calling us to do something impossible for us to do. He has saved us by faith, not of works, but we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works which God has prepared for us that we should walk in them. So God has things that he wants us to do that are impossible for us to do, to show forth his glory and power in the earth. And so Peter, by faith, takes an act of faith, steps out of the boat. And most everything you do, you have to take an act of faith. You have to do something that you couldn't do before. And if it's healing, you start doing something you couldn't do before. Whatever it is that God is asking you, you need to begin to act in faith on it. But then there's a second part of it, and that is the walk of faith. So Peter starts walking on the water. That's the walk of faith. And as long as he kept his eyes fixed on Jesus, he walked on the water because his eyes were on Jesus. But then he started to look at the storm around him. Maybe he heard the wind blowing and felt the waves washing up against him. And because he heard the wind and the wave washing against him, he looked away from Jesus at the problem. And when he did that, he went down in the water because his faith went away. Because he took his eyes off of Jesus Christ. You see, and we do the same thing. In the middle of our storm, we feel the storm coming against us, the storm beating against us. And because the storm is beating against us, we take our eyes off of Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and we look at our storm instead of looking to Jesus Christ, and because he is the one who gives us faith to walk through the storm. And so Peter went down, and so he cried out to Jesus, help, Jesus, I'm drowning. So Jesus reached down, pulled Peter up, took him to the boat, and put him back in the boat. Now, I think even though Jesus fussed a little bit at Peter, I think Jesus was proud that Peter had the courage and the faith to get out of the boat. See, many times God has asked me to do things that are impossible for me to do. There are times I've gone on trips without any money, and I've just trusted God to supply. You know, there are times I've faced very serious diseases, sicknesses, attacks of the enemy. But God, I've stepped through those and believed God to do the impossible. You see, God wants to challenge, God challenges our faith in the storm. And sometimes when we feel the storm beating against us and the problems beating against us, we start to be overwhelmed by the problem instead of keeping our focus upon Jesus Christ. See, in Hebrews 12:1-2, it says, "Therefore we are also, since surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So he says, let's look at this cloud of witnesses. The cloud of witnesses are those big heroes of faith we read about in Hebrews chapter 11. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Noah and all the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. That's the cloud of witnesses. They are witnesses of God's miraculous power and how God worked in the past. And so we look at the cloud of witnesses there to encourage us. Those stories are there to encourage us. And he said, don't let any sin ensnare you, capture you, bring you down like someone capturing an animal. But look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. See, God wants us to walk in victory. God wants you to walk in victory. And Jesus is our example. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one that gives us faith. He's the one that completes our faith as long as we keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus Christ and do what he tells us to do. That's why you have to cast away every sin. Sin hinders you from walking in faith. Sin hinders you from doing the work of God. So God today is raising up a generation of men and women who will walk in faith and by the Spirit of God and overcome every power of the enemy. See, you are of God, little children, have overcome the world because greater is he that's in you than he who is in the world. 1 John 5:4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And faith comes by focusing on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And so, Lord God, I come before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I come and pray for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today, whether they're listening by radio in Bungoma and Western Kenya, Lord God. I believe you want to do a great work in Bungoma and Western Kenya. I pray for release of your Holy Spirit and power. I pray that faith will arise in the hearts of men and women in Bungoma and Western Kenya. And I pray for all those listening online on the internet, Lord God, that you encourage their hearts today. Lord God, we just thank you for the victory we have in you. Thank you that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Lord, meet every need, heal every sickness, deliver every person from every power of the enemy. And Lord, may they walk in your anointing and power to fulfill your purposes in these last days. Lord, we glorify and magnify you, for you are greater than all problem and everything that we face. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So I encourage you to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday on the radio. Go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, and you can always listen to all my programs on thevoiceofhopetoday.org. I post all my programs there, including this one. And I just pray you have a good week, and Lord willing, I will be speaking to you next Sunday with a word of hope and faith. In Jesus' name, amen.